morning. Happy Monday to you. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Great to have you with us on this today, February the 13th. Let's kick things off with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, how are you making out today? Are you windswept? It's a very windy day out there. Dave Parker is with me here. Dave, I see your hair is intact. That's a good thing.
Exactly. And as yours is. I saved on gas because I had a tailwind coming in this morning. Yeah. You know?
It is a very windy day. By the way, do you know today's a very special day? You know what today is?
Besides Monday? Yeah.
Besides Monday.
And it's the day before Valentine's Day?
Yes, that is true, but it is also, today is the day that pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Clearwater, Florida. So for the Phillies, they report today.
I just had a conversation with our frequent caller in the morning about that. He mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
He did.
So
Jim.
We will talk more about that later in the program. Today on the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Kevin Vost, who will continue our weekly segment on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We've been walking through the gifts of the Holy Spirit one by one. Today, we'll take on the gift of fortitude. So that's going to be coming up at about 7:18. At 7:50 today, we have our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Also, on February the 11th, which was Saturday, Pope Francis had a message for World Day of the Sick. The World Day of the Sick was established by Pope St. John Paul II in 1993, and it's celebrated each year on the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes on February the 11th. So, Dave, later on, we'll talk a little bit about the Pope's message for World Day of the Sick and how it's important to remember and recognize those who are suffering and those who are taking care of the sick.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
So we will chat about that. Dave, you went to the Planned Parenthood protest on Saturday.
How was it?
And tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Well, I had the distinct pleasure of gathering with the faithful who... it was a very peaceful gathering. It was very poignant. It was powerful and very prayerful. We did a lot of the program. There was a 15-page program that Father Pavone and through the organization of Priests for Life and others had put together, and it was an awesome program. And again, we were peaceful. And as I understand it, they had a very large turnout in terms of numbers. Basically, I would guesstimate 75 to 100, maybe more, maybe. Okay. And to me, that's a lot. That's a lot of people, a lot of faithful people from various walks within the Catholic community.
Now, this was a national event, but you went to, and there were local events around the country on that day, and you went to the one in Warminster.
I did. Oh, I also met briefly Mr. Kevin Burke.
Oh, okay.
He and his wife founded Rachel's Vineyard. And But again, and he had a good role in speaking about midway through the program. It was wonderful. I mean, it was just so chock full of information, and not just information, but all the good work that's going on, you know, in this realm, you know, protesting Planned Parenthood. But it was nothing like a protest. If people think protesting, we were not loud. We were
right. A lot of times you hear that word, and it's got a negative connotation.
It can, and we were the opposite of that.
That's so good. And it's good that we speak out. We need to speak out and get the truth out there, and we need to stand up for life. And Father Frank Pavone, for so many years, has done such a good job doing that.
Mm-hmm. And actually, at the end, Garrett, truth be told, I went up and introduced myself and said, you know, I work with Gary Zimak, and I thanked him for coming on Friday morning again. And a very nice guy, very personable.
He is.
And
he's always willing, every time I contact them. And Priest for Life and Sacred Father, come on. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
He'll make time for us because he believes in this mission so much.
Oh, Exactly. If there's no other staunchest advocate for the pro-life movement, I mean, I know there are many, but he is probably in the top two.
Yeah.
One or two.
Yeah. And he's been doing it for years. I think he travels 80% of the time.
Absolutely.
He is tireless. And Dave, we're winning the battle.
Yes, we are.
On all accounts, from whenever I talk to people, we are winning this battle. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God is on our side. God is pro-life, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so.
I used an alliteration, powerful, poignant, prayerful, but hopeful. The sense of hope, not just a feeling, but I think momentum is shifting.
That's the impression that I get. So we have to keep it up, keep praying, keep doing what we can. And again, thanks to everyone involved in that Planned Parenthood protest in Warminster. Hey, Dave, you got us a little surprise today. You brought in some donuts for us.
I did. Treat. Yes, exactly.
You went to visit
kind of
our
happy Valentine's Day a day early.
Shop.
Yeah, I did. I went to Marianne Pastry Shop. As I kind of mentioned, that car just seemed to go there. I said, I got to get to the station. But then, and then the Holy Spirit said, you have time. Go get some donuts.
I like when the Holy Spirit gives you messages.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yes. So enjoy. Okay. And if there are any left over, take some home for the family. And I offered to Frank for the family. And if there are any left, no, sir.
We'll do what we can to take care of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for taking
care
of us at the station, Dave Parker. Let's do the gospel. Kind of a short gospel today. We continue on with Jesus. We see Jesus and the Pharisees butting heads once again. Let's do this gospel from Mark chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Short and to the point, the Pharisees are at it again.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, here's what I find interesting.
Those pesky Pharisees.
Yeah. I mean, they are always trying to show up Jesus. They're trying to prove that his message is not authentic. Mm-hmm. Here they are. They came forward, and what did they do? They began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, before this, we have read about Jesus performing numerous miracles or signs. Mm-hmm. So he has been doing these signs or miracles in the presence of the Pharisees already.
Yes.
But they are asking for another one, and St. Mark tells us they're doing this to test him.
Absolutely.
Jesus is always performing miracles. He's performed miracles in my life. Mm-hmm. In my life, Dave, I'm sure you've seen miracles in your life.
Oh, yes.
That helps to strengthen our faith.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
willing to do that because he understands that oftentimes we need to see his power. And he's willing to do that for us. But the Pharisees wanted to test him.
They were goading him almost.
Right. They were looking for something. They were testing him, and they were waiting for him to do something wrong so they could say, aha.
Yeah,
see?
Gotcha.
Right. And that's, I think it's very easy for us to fall into that trap. It's also easy for us to look at the Pharisees and say, those guys, they had no idea, they were clueless, it's a good thing we're not like them. But we fall into that same trap sometime when we ignore the miracles that the Lord performs in our own lives.
Yeah. We deceive ourselves. We are like the Pharisees many times with that same attitude.
So when I hear this, when I hear this message today, rather than apply it to them, because it's always very easy to apply these gospel messages to somebody else, to the people who aren't following the law. Yesterday we heard at Sunday Mass about the importance of following the law. And many times in the past, it hit me differently yesterday, but many times in the past, I'll be totally honest, I would hear that gospel. It came from the Sermon on the Mount. And I would say, well, it's a good thing I follow all the laws of the church, right? Mm-hmm. Those other people, though, they better shape up.
I was thinking that at Mass as well.
Were you really?
I was, yes. Keep going.
Okay, but the easiest thing for us to do when we hear the gospel is to say, well, good thing I've got that covered.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that Jesus always talks to each one of us directly in the gospel. So I need to get something out of it. And the message I got out of it yesterday was, Gary, you better be careful too, because you're not as good as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
I am always willing to follow all the teachings of the church. I have no problem with that. And sometimes I get a little too cocky or arrogant, if you will, mm-hmm. thinking that, or self-righteous possibly. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, mm-hmm. I do sometimes thinking that, well, I'm glad I follow all the teachings of the church. Those other people, mm-hmm. those other people, on the other hand, they don't do that. But in reality, how many times am I not charitable to mm-hmm. other people? How many times do I judge the motives of other people? Mm-hmm. And I do this all the time, Dave, and I need to work on it. And I really felt the Lord speaking to me yesterday and saying, Gary, these words, they apply to you.
Isn't it a balancing act, though? That's what it says to me. I mean, here are the laws, the parameters, mm-hmm. but it's more than just the laws. I mean, we're more than the Pharisees
yes.
are, because we have the good news of Jesus Christ.
And that's the key, and that's the problem with the Pharisees. They followed the law to the letter,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but yet their hearts were not where they needed to be. And that's
exactly.
what Jesus saw. Mm-hmm. He saw these guys are just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for years, I went to church each week. And I was going through the motions, mm-hmm. thinking that I was doing good. And in a lot of ways, sometimes I still go through the motions
mm-hmm.
because I, you know, even though I'm in full-time ministry now, I go to daily mass whenever possible. Of course, I go on Sunday. But how many times do I not treat other people the way I should? I mean, I still tend to judge people sometimes, or I still tend to look at all the Lord's miracles, not only throughout sacred scripture, but in my own life. And I doubt that he can do something in my life. I mean, mm-hmm. so I yeah. fall victim to
well,
that.
Well, I'm like you, Gary. I fall into that trap or that way of thinking. Yeah, and I always have to guard against that.
So I think that's the simple message for us each today. Are we Pharisaical sometimes? And I think I would have to say we all are at some point in time. It's not an either-or thing. You're either not a Pharisee or you're not. I think we all sometimes lapse into that. And then the message from Jesus in just a few sentences today is very simple. I've given you plenty of signs in your life and throughout the pages of the Bible. Are you going to follow me? Are you going to listen? Or are you going to try to test me? Are you going to try to turn me into who you want me to be as opposed to treating me as the real person that I am? Is Jesus real in your life? Make sure you talk to him today, and I guarantee he's going to reveal himself to you. Our time now is 7:12. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Dr. Kevin Vost with us, and we'll continue our series on the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit based on his book, The Seven Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hope you grab a cup of coffee. Stay inside for the time being if you can. It's really windy out there. If you go outside, make sure you hold on to your hat and be careful. When we come back, Dr. Kevin Vost will be with us. Stay tuned.
Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for February 13th. Today we celebrate St. Giles Mary of St. Joseph. In 1812, the same year that power-hungry Napoleon Bonaparte led his army into Russia, today's saint ended a humble life of service to the people of Naples and members of his Franciscan community. At the age of 25, Giles joined the so-called Discalced Franciscans in Naples. It was a city known for its depravity and crime, but it was a city that came to know and love the humble friar. For 53 years, he served at St. Paschal's Hospice in Naples in a series of humble roles, cook, porter, official beggar for his community. Giles also distributed alms to the poor, always managing somehow to meet ever-growing demands. Love God, love God, was a phrase Giles repeatedly uttered as he gathered food for the poor. He was also known for his sensitivity to deeply troubled persons. He constantly reminded people of the need to repent and also gained a reputation for miracles of healing. Popular among the people he met on his begging rounds, he was nicknamed the Consoler of Naples. Giles died in 1812. He was canonized by Pope John Paul II in 1996. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
down the road where all the prodigals have walked. One by one, the enemy is whisper lies and let them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see. God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons, and by your spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save, you alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call of God, now breathe, oh breath of God, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call
that was Come Alive, Dry Bones by Lauren Daigle. That's a good song for a Monday morning, don't you think? I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Well, over the past few weeks, we have been blessed to be joined by Dr. Kevin Vost, who wrote a great book, The Seven Gifts of the Holy Spirit, Every Spiritual Warrior's Guide to God's Invincible Gifts. Dr. Vost is the author of many books. He's a speaker. He speaks all over the United States, and he's spoken in Ireland, giving talks on the themes of his books. He joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Vost. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You know, it's always a pleasure. I am loving this series. We are learning so much. I personally, Kevin, am learning so much from this, so I really thank you for coming on each week to talk about these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, you're most welcome, and it's definitely my pleasure.
So in the past few weeks, we've been going through the gifts one by one, and why don't we just do a brief recap, if we can? We started with the gift of fear of the Lord. Brief synopsis of that gift.
Sure. Fear of the Lord, and again, these gifts appear in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 to 3. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the first of these seven gifts that lead us up towards heaven.
Right.
So they say, you know, fear is the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and wisdom is that seventh highest gift we'll get to later.
Right.
But the fear of the Lord, you know, kind of starts us there with not so much, you know, fearing God as someone who's going to do something harmful to us, but ideally it becomes what's called a filial or loving fear of God, where we fear that we will let him down. by not living up to the potentials that he's given us.
Right. Now, the next gift that we looked at was the gift of piety.
Yes, and in the gift of piety, we specifically look to our God as our Father. Piety involves an honoring of our parents, of our Father. And therefore, we also look at all of our brothers and sisters in the world as brothers and sisters in Christ. Mm. So it's a special moving up the ladder. Now we see God. There's a real reason to love him because he's our Heavenly Father.
Nice. And then last week, we talked about the gift of knowledge.
Yes, the gift of knowledge now is a gift that starts perfecting our intellectual abilities as people. And the gift of knowledge gives us an insight from the Holy Spirit about looking at the nature around us, the creatures around us, in the right sense of being born of the Creator. So it draws us from the things of the world up to God, and also gives us a firmer knowledge of the articles of our Catholic faith.
What's really nice is to see how these gifts are interconnected, and I like the way we're doing this slowly, because it really gives me a chance to really understand that these gifts are all interconnected, and they all build upon one another, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. Like, as we move into fortitude, there's a virtue and a gift by that name, and the virtue of fortitude has been called the guardian of the virtues, or, you know, guardian of other good things. So, like, you know, say, you know, we're developing our fear of the Lord. We right. do have a pious sense and love of God as our Father. We're learning about our faith, but let's say that now we're challenged. We're persecuted, or someone challenges us or tries to inhibit our faith. Now we need this special virtue and its perfection as a gift of the Holy Spirit to resist these obstacles, to fight the good fight, and to bear with persecution, and to still embrace the virtues and gifts.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because in your book, you spell out the difference between the virtue of fortitude and the gift of fortitude. Could you go into a little more detail about the differences there?
Sure. And here I borrow a lot from St. Thomas Aquinas and the great St. Bonaventure. And Thomas says, you know, virtues are perfections of our God-given powers, and the virtue of fortitude perfects what he calls our irascible powers, or our irascible appetites, which is like our ability to raise our ires and get riled up when things threaten us, or when things threaten, you know, what we know is morally right or wrong. So the virtue of fortitude, it's synonymous to courage. It's a special kind of courage or strength of mind that allows us to overcome difficult obstacles to what is good, and also what allows us to endure, you know, pains and evils so that we can stay with our faith.
Interestingly enough, the gift of fortitude, and I really like the way you pointed this out, this allows us to overcome even death and achieve our ultimate end of everlasting life with God in heaven. So it goes beyond just toughing it out and going through the tough times, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because that human, you know, virtue of fortitude is limited by our humanity.
Right.
And we might fail. You know, we might be fighting the good fight, and we might get killed. But the gift of fortitude comes from the Holy Spirit himself. So that gift is invincible, so that even if we were killed, we're going to achieve the highest of all goals of life in heaven. So in a sense, the martyrs display this Holy Spirit's gift of fortitude in its extreme. But we still can use the gift in the acts of our daily lives that require a lesser degree of courage.
Mm. Now, all of the sacraments help to build up the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but in your book you mentioned that one sacrament in particular has a special link to the gift of fortitude. Is that correct?
It sure is, and here I'm talking most specifically, because all the sacraments bear in some way, but most specifically about confirmation.
Mm.
Because fortitude itself, that comes from the Latin word fortis, for strength.
Right.
In confirmation, that word firm in there also means a strengthening. So in baptism, we're given all the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And confirmation is a special strengthening. And I love the way St. Thomas talks about this, because he points out that normally it's the bishop who administers confirmation,
right,
while a parish priest administers baptism. And here's what Thomas says. Though he who is baptized is made a member of the church, nevertheless, he is not yet enrolled as a Christian soldier, and therefore he is brought to the bishop as to the commander of the army. So now we're at a more mature level. We're going to give him this special strength, you know, to fight the good fight throughout our life.
I find that terminology very interesting. When I was confirmed, more years ago than I'd like to remember, that was something we heard. We heard that we were becoming a soldier for Christ. Mm. Is it just me, Kevin, or does that not get as mentioned as much as it used to?
Yeah, it seems that it doesn't. I mean, maybe some people think it, you know, has negative, you know, like militaristic,
right,
you know, connotations.
Right.
But But we're fighting, you know, here against the forces of evil, against Satan, you know, against our own fallenness and sin. So, and as we look at the world around us today, I mean, of course, you know, both on secular levels within our country and all the persecutions of the Christians throughout the world, we see that there truly is, you know, spiritual battle going on there. And at times it actually, it's creating, you know, unfortunately, it's creating new martyrs in our day.
Right. And whereas we're not called to violence in terms of we're not called to just argue and fight with everybody to defend our faith and to spread the good news, we really are called to become soldiers for Christ and really join his army and get out there and fight against the forces of evil.
To defend the faith.
To defend the faith.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. So we're not out there, you know, to conquer other people. We're out there to spread what's good, to defend what is truly good, you know, the life that God intends for all of us here on earth and eternally with him.
Right, right. Now, Kevin, in the book, you talk about how fearfulness or moral weakness can oppose fortitude as a deficiency. And then you also mentioned that fearlessness and being reckless can also oppose fortitude. Can you talk a little bit about these obstacles to fortitude in our lives?
Sure, sure. You know, in terms of the virtues are often considered golden means for being just the right amount. So the virtue of fortitude can be seen as the perfect peak between the deficiencies of being too fearful or at times being too foolhardy. You know, we hear about people who, you know, jump in where angels fear to tread. There's a verse in Sirach that says, you know, don't lift a weight beyond your strength. Hmm. So we need to, you know, when we take risks, when we stand out, we need to do it in a sensible way, you know, in an appropriate way that's not going to cause further problems. So for fortitude, it's that right balance, you know, speaking out in the right ways, you know, when it's called for, not being afraid to speak out, but not going out there and, you know, provoking situations that don't necessarily have to be opened up.
Right, and we can easily fall victim to either one of those extremes if we're not careful.
Yes, absolutely. And one other helpful way I think that Thomas talks about fortitude, he talks about two positive virtues where we overcome obstacles and seek what's really difficult and good, the virtue of magnanimity or having a great soul, focusing on what's really important, magnificence, which is like actually achieving or building great things. And this can even include through your donations, through your money, being generous with causes that work for God. That's part of fortitude. And then also enduring aspects of fortitude, which are patience, where oftentimes it may involve, you know, bearing what comes from others, you know, people who might irritate us or displease us, but bearing that with that in a patient way. And then also perseverance, just holding on through difficult times, even though they may last forever. And in this sense, too, the Holy Spirit's gift of fortitude will help us persevere, you know, and if we do persevere until the end of our lives, we're going to have that eternal joy with God.
Amen to that. Now, we have about 30 seconds left. One of the things that you mentioned in the book, you talk about a very simple prayer to increase fortitude. And I love this because I think so many times we overcomplicate our faith. We can overcomplicate our faith. You pray, you mentioned this, Lord, give me strength. That's a prayer that I pray often. And that helps to increase the gift of fortitude, doesn't it?
It exactly does. You know, so simple yet so direct. And it's exactly what God has told us. Like in James, he says, if you want wisdom, ask God for it. Wow. You know, it applies to any virtue, any gift. We need to be simply asking God for it.
That is great. Kevin, I want to thank you again for joining us. We look forward to next week as we continue the series. If you want to follow Kevin online, drvost.com is the place to go. We will have that link at spiritinthemorning.com. Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you, Gary and Dave.
All right, God bless. See you next time. The time right now, 7:28. We will be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. California's National Guard plans to provide 8 helicopters to help with emergency spillway construction at the Oroville Dam in Northern California. A Coast Guard official says the helicopters will also be available for search and rescue. Some 188,000 people living south of the dam have been told to evacuate in case its damaged spillway fails. In Washington, the Senate is ready this evening to confirm President Donald Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary, despite complaints by Democrats that the former banker failed to protect thousands of homeowners from unnecessary foreclosures. Steven Mnuchin used to head One West Bank. He says he worked hard during the financial crisis to assist homeowners with refinancing so they could remain in their homes. A House committee is taking up an unusual resolution that would invalidate a local law in Washington, D.C. The House Oversight Committee will vote today on whether to send a resolution to the House floor blocking the District of Columbia's so-called death with dignity assisted suicide law. It allows terminally ill patients to end their lives with a doctor's help. U.S. Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who is also the committee chair, has vowed to stop the law, calling it misguided and immoral. And Pope Francis is sending a bishop to Medjugorje to gain, quote, deeper knowledge of the pastoral needs of millions of Catholics drawn there by reports of apparitions by the Virgin Mary. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said Saturday that Polish Bishop Heinrich Hozier's mission doesn't involve deciding the merits of the reported apparitions. He says Hozier will, above all, study the needs of the faithful who go there on pilgrimage, and his mission has an exclusively pastoral character. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
In 1934, the teens representing Springfield, Massachusetts American Legion Post 21 baseball team headed to Gastonia, North Carolina to play in the Eastern Sectional Tournament. A win would have moved them one step closer to the national championship. But the powers that be in Gastonia refused to let Post 21's lone African American player, Bunny Taliaferro, into a hotel or onto their field. As reported by the website MassLive.com, the team decided that if they couldn't play together, they wouldn't play at all. The team was celebrated for their courage in 2014 with Tony King, the only remaining living player of what is now called Heaven's Baseball Team. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You can't have all this world. Just give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus, Colin Ray. Boy, that is such a great prayer, isn't it? That's all we need. If we have him, we've got it all. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you again to Dr. Kevin Vost for joining us to talk about the gift of fortitude. What a great series, Dave. Isn't this very enjoyable?
Yeah, I was just marveling and just, it was magnificent.
He's a very brilliant person.
Oh, he is.
He is very knowledgeable, but yet he can explain these advanced concepts in a very down-to-earth way.
Mm-hmm.
I think so many times.
Even I can understand, you know?
If you can understand, I mean, I'm just thinking, I am so, well, we know, you're the smart guy here is what I'm trying to say. So, and if I can understand anybody can understand it. But a lot of times
you're pretty smart too, okay?
I'm smart because I have you as the co-host. A lot of times I think we rush through these gifts of the Holy Spirit, and Dr. Vost, by slowing these down, it really helps us to understand and appreciate what we have inside of us, the Holy Spirit and his gifts and how helpful they are. So for more information, you can follow Dr. Vost at drvost.com. All right, let's do a little weather report, a little weather and sports, Dave Parker.
All right.
What do you say?
It sounds good.
First of all, we have a wind advisory taking place right now.
Is that inside the studio or is
there's some hot air. There's a hot air advisory inside the studio, but
I thought I'd try and get a laugh, guys. Okay. Sorry.
Today, wind advisory remains in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Winds northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 55 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
The strongest winds are expected to occur this morning. They'll gradually weaken later today. The impact, strong winds may blow down limbs, trees, and power lines. Mm-hmm. Isolated power outages are possible.
Yeah, it's no joke.
No.
That's no joke.
So take that seriously, and that's going to be in effect till 6 p.m. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, the temperature is 36 degrees. Your forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 27. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. At the moment in Phoenixville, it's 32. In Riverton, New Jersey, it's 36. And in Quakertown, 32 degrees.
Okay.
So that's your weather. Now it's time for sports.
All right. I'm
ready
looking forward to
sports,
this.
Mr.
Yes.
Parker?
Yeah.
Villanova head coach Jay Wright got his 500th career win on Saturday against Xavier.
Oh, okay. I had not heard that. That's congratulations, coach.
500 career wins. Also in college basketball, Temple surprised Memphis with a 74-62 win.
Wow.
That took place on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Upcoming games for the Flyers. The Flyers play on Wednesday against Calgary, and the Sixers are going to be playing Tuesday, the 13th. Wait a minute, the 13th. That's today. Actually, today they're playing Monday.
Yes.
The 13th. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at Charlotte at 7 p.m. tonight.
Mm-hmm,
and, of course, I mentioned earlier, pitchers and catchers report today at Clearwater for the Phillies, and the position players report on the 16th.
Yeah, what time's your plane leave?
Oh, man. I would love to be doing some remote broadcasts from spring training. We're trying to work that out. We'll talk to management about that.
Right.
Frank Eliason's with us.
Game.
Yeah. Now, Frank just joined us to eat breakfast. He's not going on the air. He's enjoying his breakfast. Oh, wait, he is going on the air. Wait a minute.
No. I'm fine. I have my oatmeal.
You're having a good time, aren't you?
I didn't partake in the donuts this morning, and but I would love a trip to Florida.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And he came out. He came in to get out of the wind. Brought his warm oatmeal. It's awesome. You know, he feels comfy.
That's right.
Anyways,
anyway, it's nice to think about spring training.
It is. I love baseball season. So
there's hope for those of us who struggle in the winter.
Absolutely.
I've never been a winter person, Dave. Mm-hmm. You're born and raised in Erie, so
I had no choice.
Yeah, right.
I hibernated all winter, every once in a while my parents would throw me out in the backyard in the snowdrift, you know? Okay, survive,
spring,
kid. You know?
Spring is coming.
Yeah.
It is on the way. You know, just briefly, Dave, I know you want to talk about an experience that you had. You ran into a friend of ours on Saturday, but before you do that, I just want to briefly mention that Pope Francis had a message for the World Day of the Sick. That took place on Saturday, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And the Holy Father said this: this day is an opportunity to reflect in particular on the needs of the sick and more generally on all those who suffer. It's also an occasion for those who generously assist the sick, beginning with family members, health workers, and volunteers, to give thanks for their God-given vocation of accompanying our infirm brothers and sisters.
Oh, amen.
You know, that's something we don't often think of, but it's a privilege to be able to take care of those who are sick.
Absolutely,
and, yes. And in a certain way, and I know we have listeners who are sick, who are dealing with some serious illnesses, in a certain way, it's a privilege to be able to be sick. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like it, but in a way, you are being given a greater share in the cross of our Lord. So it's a really big thing.
You know, to that point, Gare, a member of the Cabrini Men's Prayer Group, Ben, is in Manor Care. And I know all the – I got an email from the leader of the group this past weekend, and just want to pray for Ben, okay? Keep him in your prayers, folks. He might be in there another week, and that'll make it like 2 or 3 weeks. So to that point, yeah, it's that resonated with me, Gare, what the Pope said.
Yeah, and it's really good that this day is celebrated each year. It was started by St. John Paul II, somebody who knew what it was like to suffer. And he had a very public display of illness. And sometimes in today's society, the sick, those who are infirm, those who maybe can't get out of the house, they could be looked down upon. And we need to remember that everyone is special in the eyes of God. Mm-hmm. We all have our own vocation. And even if you can't get up out of bed, that's okay. God has you here for a reason. He's allowing that to happen. You can offer up your sickness. You can pray. There is still something that you can do.
Absolutely. Yeah, beautifully said, Gare.
So we want to remember all of our sick brothers and sisters as we commemorate this Day of the Sick, which was celebrated on Saturday. And I think I've heard it said that the entire month of February is really designated as the month for all those who are sick and those who take care of the sick, as far as doctors, nurses, and family members.
Yes. I mean, the unsung heroes, as it were. A lot of people just do not get mentioned, but they go about the Lord's business helping our ill brothers and sisters.
Right. So let's keep them in our prayers and remember the great work that all of them do. Dave, you were while you were at the Planned Parenthood event on Saturday, you ran into a friend of ours.
Yes, I did. I was I had the pleasure of standing next to Mr. Ed Klenk, who is the president of the Man Up Philly organization.
Nice.
I had met Ed in the past, World Meeting of Families, at prior Man Up Phillies, but he's one of the loyal and faithful Catholic Christians, and we were praying together with the rest of the group as led by Father Pavone. And Ed, if you're listening, it was a great time, and keep us at Holy Spirit Radio in your thoughts and prayers.
And we will be headed to Man Up Philly. We're going to be broadcasting live from Man Up Philly on March the 4th from St. Joseph's University.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really getting excited. That's only a few short weeks away.
It really is. It really is. So you were talking to Ed a little bit about that. And, of course, we had Eustace Mita on the show last week to talk about it.
Yes.
They're ready for us.
They're ready for us.
I don't know if we'll be invited back again, Frank, but they're ready for us, at least this year.
We'll have fun with it.
The warnings have gone out.
So that's going to be exciting. We will be broadcasting live on Saturday. We typically don't do a Saturday broadcast. A live multi-hour of Spirit in the Morning.
Exactly. And the benefit of local radio and going to local events like this and being a part of it and being part of the community is and being able to bring some of it to the listeners that can't be there.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's incredible to have that opportunity.
Great point, Frank.
So we'll be talking to people. Hopefully, we'll interview some of these speakers, in addition to some of the people who are attending the conference. We'll get a view from the people who were there, the men who were there, and what they're seeing, what they're feeling.
I think it's going to be a powerful opportunity and the benefit of local Catholic radio.
That's right. Do too.
So we're going to be there. And next Tuesday, the 21st of February, I'm going back to school. We're going to Archbishop Ryan High School, my alma mater.
I love when we go to the high schools.
And they're letting me in, Frank. How's that? That's pretty amazing. You know what's funny?
I want video. We have to have a – we should video this whole show.
We are. Maybe,
Gary is back
you know,
in
let's
school.
Hopefully I don't get into trouble, but it's funny.
Time for detention.
That's right. Well, I have to finish my show first. But over the weekend, we found my high school ring. I didn't know where it was. My daughter Elizabeth found it, so I'm going to bring that with me, my Archbishop Ryan high school ring.
Yeah, they made them out of wood back then, didn't they?
Man, I'll tell you what, I didn't see that coming. I'm usually the guy who takes the cheap shots, okay. Not you. But we're going to be in the cafeteria. We're going to be broadcasting from the cafeteria in Archbishop Ryan, a place where I spent many hours. I have many fond memories of the cafeteria there. They used to have the greatest donuts. Frank, you and I talked about that. I think at Wood they had these homemade donuts too.
Yeah, all those, the Ryan and Wood, very similar.
Yeah,
schools.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you look at them.
So we're gonna continue these broadcasts live. So next Tuesday we will be live from Archbishop Ryan High School, and then again March the 4th from Man Up Philly.
And next Beautiful. Up, we have to get my high school, so I have to reach out to Archbishop Wood and get over there one of these days.
That's right. Archbishop Wood, right across the street from the Yum Yum Donut Shop.
That is correct.
And right next door to
Perkins.
Here.
Oh, there you go. Our breakfast places are all right there.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's coming up. So stay tuned for more remotes. When we come back from the break, we're going to do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Easy for me to say. I'm going to go learn how to talk.
Like boast.
You grab a cup of coffee. We'll be back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we're staying. Love is what we come here for. The kind that won't be faded.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
I might be halfway through this valley. My eyes just can't see a quick way out. And it might seem life's got it out for me, like I'm in way too deep, but I have found every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. I won't let my trouble bring me down. Just cast my cares, won't sink into despair. I won't find answers there, only doubt. Every single circumstance I can trace in greater hands. God, I know you'll never let me down. I've got your doubt in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as see me through, gonna be my hope, be my shield, gonna lift me up no matter how I feel, gonna be my strength, be my truth, gonna light the way, see me through, gonna be my hope, be my shield, gonna lift me up no matter how I feel. I've got your doubt in my soul, I'm gonna take it everywhere I go, not gonna worry about what I don't know, I'll be alright, as long as I
That's Joy. That is a brand new song. That's by Johnny Diaz. First time we played it, it's in the top, I think it's in the top 20 on the Christian Airplay charts. There actually is a Billboard Christian Airplay chart. A lot of the songs that we play are in the top 10. One of these days I'm going to run down the entire list, but that's brand new. The name of that song is Joy. Good song for a Monday. I think we're all feeling Monday here, right? I mean, except for Dave. Dave, you're pretty wide awake, but Frank and myself, we're a little sleepy today.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but someone has to carry you guys.
You are the man. You are the man, Mr. Parker. You are the man carrying us as usual.
You're doing well. Gare and Frank. Yeah, we all get sluggish on Monday.
He's now the producer. Yeah. Like, always producing. You guys are doing right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
You keep doing what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah,
Frank, move a little bit to the left. Okay.
Hey, I think it's time for a Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Let's go back to the book of Sirach today from the Old Testament, Sirach 1:13. Those who, and this is funny because this verse comes from my new book, Stop Worrying and Stop Living, which finally is back in stock on Amazon.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's been a long time. The book came out 2 weeks ago, and it, I mean, this is a good problem to have, and I'm grateful for it, but it sold out almost immediately, and Amazon and Dynamic Catholic were working to get the books back in supply, and from what I was told by the folks at Dynamic Catholic, they were sending Amazon copies of the book, and they were selling out as soon as they were coming. So, again, but I'm thrilled that it's back in stock at Amazon.com.
Such a problem to have.
I know. I mean, praise God for that. But I got this verse from there, and it's interesting because the book is a devotional for those who worry, and yet I'm talking about fear in this verse. Listen to this. Those who fear the Lord will be happy at the end. Even on the day of death, they will be blessed. Mm. Now, that fear of the Lord, that's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Vost was talking about that with us. The most perfect form of fear of the Lord is loving God so much that you don't want to offend him.
Exactly.
That's a good kind of fear to have.
I was just going to say that. Yes, absolutely.
And we'll be blessed by that fear. So if you're going to be afraid of something, be aware. That's the kind of fear to have, right? Because one day you'll be blessed for that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Gare, can I talk about a very secular here and now thing?
I don't know.
I have a dental appointment.
Oh, okay.
Should I be fearful?
No, you know, some people are very afraid of going to the dentist.
Yes, yes.
I take it you're not one of those people?
No, not usually. No, this is a pretty basic checkup, but I'm
all right.
That was a pretty weak segue, but
but we're used to that from you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right, Frank. Weak segues from Dave.
Oh yeah.
I'm starting
to
wake up.
We're talking about fear. So actually, you know,
what are you having done? Just the cleaning and the routine?
Well, yes, as it turns out, I hope. I mean, I hope it doesn't go beyond that.
We all have fears of doctors, though, in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what they're going to say. Well, I don't know what I'm going to have to do.
The white coat syndrome sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. I know I do. I have fear of all doctors. I try to avoid them like the plague.
That's right, because they might find something. You know what's funny, though? And I do have white coat syndrome because I make no secret of the fact that I'm a hypochondriac. That's my big weakness when it comes to anxiety. My doctor will take my blood pressure, and it'll always be high, and he'll say, well, let's wait a minute, and he'll take it again after he starts talking to me, and I calm down, and it gets better. But he knows I have white coat syndrome. That's a fear of going to the doctors because you don't want to hear anything you don't want to hear, right?
General phobia.
A huge percentage of people do that.
Right.
Yeah. Whether it's diagnosed, not diagnosed, doesn't matter. We don't like being there. We're out of our control.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
someone else
good
is
point.
In control.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what it is with the dentist with me? You know, well, when you're laying back in the chair, and everybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
It reduces my ability to speak. You know, and that makes me fearful.
Be killer for you.
Oh,
man.
It is, man. Oh, anyways.
Yes, Doc.
Moving on. Frank, Frank, I believe you have something topical. You have a tweet from Pope Francis.
I do.
It just came out, right?
It just came out. So, nice segue again. Wow. Let us never place conditions on God. Entrusting ourselves to the Lord means entering into his plans without demanding anything.
Whoa. Mm. Entering into his plans. What about having him sign off on our plans? Isn't that
doesn't
what...
doesn't say that.
But right? But that's...
Yeah, exactly. It's giving ourselves over.
Wow. And unconditionally.
Unconditionally. It's probably one of the most difficult things to do. Mm. So, you know, I love the tweet. I always love his Pope Francis'
tweets. That was beautiful,
tweets.
Yeah.
I think they're very well thought out and very beautiful. I sent you a text this weekend, though.
I like that one.
You know, where it's St. Ignatius, and they had, They have the Adoration Chapel, mm-hmm. which we spoke about because it's been ongoing for such a long time. And it's interesting because we go there quite often. Our daughter is an altar server there, so we're there quite a bit. For the first time, I saw these cards, and I've never seen them. I think they just came out.
Okay.
And it says at the top of it, feeling worried, anxious, or overburdened? Spend some time with our Lord in the Adoration Chapel. Mm. And it is new because at the bottom of it, it says performing miracles and answering prayers for 20 years. So wow. It's definitely brand new. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about being worried and mm-hmm. anxious and, you know, all the time. And really, and you've spoken about it, a lot of times adoration is really what helps you out.
That's right.
And so, you know, I read it. As soon as I read that, I thought of you and had to send you the text. But I think it's good for all of us.
Yeah, and it's a reminder that Jesus is there waiting for us in adoration. Don't even worry if you don't know what to say to him. Just be there with him, right?
Exactly.
Just sit there in his presence. And I found it. Dave, Frank, you both know that as well. You go there with him, you're going to feel better.
Yeah, I was going to say sometimes get out of your own way. Just sit there in silence.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. Right. As Father Larry Richards likes to say, sit there and shut up. But he says it so eloquently. But it's true. Sometimes we're always going on and on to God about, here's what I want you to do. Here's what, but just sit there, relax. Right? And that's good enough sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to start. Thank you for pointing that out, Frank. By the way, I do want to mention, I should mention this more often because people have been asking me about this. Thursday, February the 16th, I'm going to be speaking at St. Rose of Lima Parish in North Wales, right around the corner here. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. The topic is From Fear to Faith. So I'll be there Thursday night. I'll have my books. I've gotten calls about this. Are you going to bring your books for sale? Yeah, I'll have all the books. I'll have myself. My family will be there with me. St. Rose of Lima Parish in North Wales, From Fear to Faith at 7:30. That's going to be on the 16th of February on Thursday. Quickly, before I do the closing prayer, I want to let you know that coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll be joined by Kelly Walquist, who is the founder of Women in the New Evangelization, otherwise known as WINE. Mm-hmm, we're going to be talking WINE. Early in the morning, and they are going to be, their organization is going to be sponsoring the Philadelphia Women's Conference upcoming later this year.
Oh, so we're taking mornings away from coffee and we're
that's
going
right,
to
we're
wine.
Going to wine.
All
right,
well, we've driving everybody to drink. This that's is good right. to know.
So also Danielle Bean will be here to talk about her new book, You're Worth It. And then on Wednesday, we'll be joined by Father Tony Kutcher. Going to be a really interesting topic. He is the head of the National Federation of Priest Councils. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be really interesting. It's a federation of priests around the country. And they're trying to get their message out to the Delaware Valley. He'll be here. Megan Coakley from the Archdiocese will be here. She's the director of New Evangelization. So she's
Megan's
gonna be,
great.
Yeah, yeah, she's going to be joining us. Let's see. Thursday, Chris Stepien wrote a new book about happiness, as well as Lisa Handy. Friday, our buddy from the Christophers, Tony Rossi, will be here, as well as Dan Burke. And we go into the deep once again. So a lot coming up on Spirit in the Morning. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Almighty Father, you have brought us to the light of a new day. Keep us safe the whole day through from every sinful inclination. May all our thoughts, words, and actions aim at doing what is pleasing in your sight. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for spending this Monday with us. Stay inside if you can. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the wind, at least until 6 p.m.
Hang on to your bonnets.
That's right. That's right. And thank you again for joining us. Remember to follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. And remember, I'm a little tongue-tied here as we go up the air. Remember that wherever you go, whatever you do, God is with you. Just turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless you.